Welcome to Neo Self-Care, the podcast for millennial moms, wives, and women who want to connect, recharge, and grow. I'm your host, Vashti Maya, a wife, mom, and student who's all about finding balance in this busy world. Join me every week as we share some stories, explore important topics, and create a safe place for self-discovery. So grab your wine, coffee, water or tea, and let's dive into today's conversation. Remember, you deserve to put yourself first. Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome back to another episode of Neo Self-Care. I am your host, Vashti, and I'm so grateful to have you here with me today as we explore these topics. So we'll be touching on kind of how to balance work and motherhood, as well as establishing self-esteem. These are such important topics, and I really just cannot wait to dive in. So it's a new week, it's a fresh start, and it's a new opportunity to grow. So make sure that you guys are really taking advantage of that, okay? I know for me, my kids are back in school, which I love them, like love them. But I am so, I am so grateful that they went back to school today. You know, like I can't be the only one. And even if I am, oh well, I'll take it. But like, I love my babies. I really do. They're going to be 4 and 11 this year. I love them. But oh my gosh, between asking for the snacks and one wanting to touch the other one's stuff and the other one doesn't want them to touch it, it was a lot, okay? And then me just being home all the time, it was a lot. I had to adjust. But I am grateful. I am grateful that my husband didn't step in at the times that he stepped in. It was not spring break for him. He very much had to go to work, but you know, it was okay. We survived. We survived, and they are back. They are back. We didn't do anything this spring break, did we? No. We stayed home, but it's because we had so many birthday parties on a weekend, like the weekend before spring break. They had a birthday party to go to. And they just, oh my god, the energy. But then this past weekend too, they had 2 birthday parties to go to. And so it was a lot going on in our household. But it was real chill. It was real chill, you know, doing our regular. If you know me, you know I'm a Fortnite gamer. I love to play Fortnite. And so we did a lot of that. But I mean, that's kind of it. I think that's it. I feel like I'm missing something really big, but I can't think about it. I just really enjoyed the weather. Being here in New Jersey, it hit 89 degrees, you guys. Oh my God, got me looking so forward to the summertime. I'm so excited. It was just a little taste. April was giving me just a little taste. She didn't give me that much more. But anywho, my weekend was pretty good. It was pretty good. So the boys are back to school now. I'm back in office, so I apologize for the fact that the podcast was MIA. There was no way it was going to get done. Like, just nope. And that's exactly why we're going to talk about the balancing work today. But it was just not going to get done, and I had to take that time for myself. So, with that being said, let's go ahead and dive straight into today's topics. If I have any stories to share with you guys, I definitely will share it. It's so weird. I'm looking outside and there's like this big circle dark cloud just like sitting there. It's not even doing anything. It's like the rest of the sky is not even as dark, but this one's just sitting there. It's like hello as it passes by. Okay, don't mind me. Let's go ahead and get started, you guys, okay? So, as millennial moms, we're constantly juggling multiple roles, right? Like, being a wife, or being a mother, maybe a student, or, you know, a career businesswoman, entrepreneur. So many different hats, okay? It's so easy to feel overwhelmed and just stretched completely too thin. But finding balance is key to maintaining our mental health and our overall happiness. So in today's episode, we'll share some tips and experiences to help you navigate through this journey if you find yourself ever coming towards it. All right. So first, let's talk about setting realistic expectations. So it's so crucial to accept that we can't do everything, and that's okay. All right. Like, how many, I don't know where y'all placements are, but I am an earth sign. All right. And so to hear we can't do everything, it's just like, you want to bet? Like, it's like, I feel like I have to challenge it, but that's the thing. You have to come back down and realize, hey, we can't do everything, and that is okay. We're all human, and there's only so much time and so much energy that's available. So please make sure that you be kind to yourself and understand that it's okay to prioritize and delegate, okay? So one of the best ways to find balance is to create a schedule or routine. I love making schedules. I legit took my 5 strengths test, and one of my greatest strengths was like organization. So big on it. I love it. So create a schedule or create a routine. Having a structure in place can really help you manage your time and make space for both work and family life. So make sure to include regular breaks, maybe some self-care activities, and any family time that you have into your routine. So I know, like myself, I do have I use a couple different things. I have a planner on my MacBook. I use my calendar on my phone. And I know, like, with my husband and my son, you know, we're all in a family plan, so I'll put things in the family calendar so they can see it too and put the time. And I'm very precise. I'm a Capricorn moon. I'm very precise. But I also will use my iPad, and I use a planner in my iPad to write down certain things I need to do or tackle. And then I also use a paper planner as well. So there's 3 different planners four different planners that I use, all for different things, all for different reasons. But it really keeps me aligned, because sometimes it can get to the point where, like, I will get a little overwhelmed, or I'll feel like that I have too much on my plate or something, and I just need to see it. Like, I know that there are some people, and I just adore those people who can, like, have things in their head and not have to touch it, not have to write it down, nothing like that. I am not one of those people. I am not one of those type of people. I have to have everything written down. And so if you are a person who's like that as well, definitely writing things down, having some type of structure in your life, is going to be absolutely incredible. Like, you can make sure that you are hitting the times that you want for your kids, time for your kids or family, or hitting the time for your, you know, your significant other, even just hitting the time for yourself, going to the gym, keeping a regimen, you know, things of that nature. It's just really, really important, and creating a schedule or having some type of routine is going to be amazing. I have this incredible morning routine. Maybe we'll talk about it in a different episode. But I do this really nice morning routine, and it's really just time for me to sit with me, which I feel is very important when you are being anything for anybody else. Even if you don't have a significant other or children, you know, you're being a daughter, you're being a sister, you're being an auntie, you're being a you know, a person, you know, maybe like a store clerk or a helper to somebody else, depending on what your job is, or a student, you know what I mean? Like, you're something to somebody. And because you're always being something to somebody, it's important for you to be there for yourself. You're always giving to other people, and you have to make sure that you're giving for yourself. So taking some time out to really, or scheduling some time out, almost forcing yourself to take some time out for yourself, is extremely important. And I think that if you can create a routine, whether it's morning, evening, night, whatever, if you can schedule a routine, then, you know, that can definitely boost and increase your self-care. all right. So also, don't forget the power of communication, right? So you want to talk openly with your partner about your needs, your struggles, and your goals, right? Because that way you can work together as a team and remember that you're both in this together. So sharing responsibilities and being supportive of each other can significantly ease the burden of balancing work and motherhood, if you have a person like that. Now, if you are a single mom, I totally understand the feeling of that. I was a single mom for 4.5 or 5 years. So I totally get it. And it is rough. It does get hard knowing that you have no one to share the load with. And that's why setting a routine or schedule is so important, because maybe you can't just take things as they come. Maybe it's best for you to know, hey, from this time to that time, I'm putting baby girl or baby boy to sleep, or this person, or they're going to go, you know, watch TV, or they're going to do something while I have this time for me. Or maybe you get up a little extra, you know, an hour early or 30 minutes early, or, you know, spend some extra time when they go to sleep, so you have that time for yourself. But so I totally understand balancing work and things in school or whatever with motherhood, being a single parent, because I did that myself, and I'm right here with you, and I totally get it. But I'm telling you, that's where the schedules and the routines and everything else really come into play and really just matter. Okay, so next, let's discuss the importance of setting boundaries. Now, I know that I had an episode where I talked about boundary setting, but you can never get too much information about that. So let's talk about it a little bit, okay? So rather it's at work or at home, establishing clear boundaries can really help you manage your time and energy more effectively. So learn to say no when necessary, basically. And don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. Again, sometimes some people can be very stubborn, me having earth sign placements, and I only just talk about me because I just know me. I don't know nobody else. I talk about myself. But, you know, like me having some earth placements, sometimes I can be very stubborn and I don't ask for help when I need it. But I also used to struggle with saying no. I would just say yes all the time. Yes, 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 yes. Not understanding that I was feeling and getting rejected and burnt out. I paid myself no mind. And I tell you, when I crashed, okay? And I'm just saying, like, you gotta know when to say no. So now I'm back. Like, I had this period where I wasn't really talking to nobody. Like, when I say nobody, I mean nobody. If, you know, besides like people inside my house, my husband and my two sons. And I just had to kind of step back for a second and really be like, who am I? You know, who am I outside these people that I talk to on a daily? Or who am I outside of always doing for other people? Rather, that's consistently saying yes of giving my time. Rather, that's, you know, still consistently saying yes of giving my energy. Rather, it's still saying yes to, you know, giving people anything that felt uncomfortable on a soul level. Because you know when you feel uncomfortable. But it's when I had to look and realize, like, who am I outside of that person? Like, I want to know who she is. I want to know who I am. And when I was able to do that, it was almost like a light switch turned on. It was like I was like walking in darkness this whole time. Didn't even realize it. And all of a sudden, a light switch turned on. And it was just like, no. And I know that's so elaborate for the word no. But I'm telling you, like, if you were a person who, you know, maybe you weren't given proper affection and nurturing when you were younger, so you look for praise from other people or approval or whatever, so a validation, if you're that type of person, I totally feel like you would get this more. But I'm just saying, like, it was like a light switch to went on when I was like, wow, I don't have to say yes. Wow, I don't have to answer the phone. Wow, I don't have to respond. I don't have to do this. I don't have to do that. After years and years and years and years and years of feeling like I had a responsibility to do that, you know? But it was when I was able to break free and really establish those boundaries. And it's still a work in progress, excuse me, because I'm 30 right now. And I know that, I mean, who knows from the things that was thrown to me in my childhood that I took in subconsciously, but I know that growing up over the years, I remember being 5 and hearing negative beliefs and limited beliefs and taking all that in. And, you know, it's like years, 25 years in the making of people pleasing and having no boundaries and feeling drained and feeling tired and feeling lost and confused and unaware of who I really was. 25 years of that. God dang. Like, come, I'm telling you, like, it's still a process. It's still a process that's being worked through, but I am nowhere near where I started. And that's what feels good. So setting boundaries is so important. Say no. If it doesn't feel right, then just say it doesn't feel right. And if someone has an issue with it, people may hang up on you. People may not talk to you. But what is the cost? Is it better for someone to be upset the fact that you're standing up for yourself and your feelings and what you desire and who you are? Or is it better for you to, you know, betray yourself just for the likes of another person? So these are questions that you gotta kind of ask yourself. But yeah, you know, like boundaries. So one essential aspect of finding balance is making time for self-care. And as busy moms, I know we often put ourselves last, but it's crucial to really prioritize our mental and our physical well-being. So definitely schedule regular time for relaxation, exercise, or engaging hobbies that you really enjoy. And I did say that earlier when I was talking about exercising, right? Like finding time to kind of work out and move your body, things of that nature, with the schedule and the whole routine thing. Ooh, excuse me. But remember, you can't pour from an empty cup, right? Taking care of yourself will enable you to better care for your family and work. So set those routines, girl. Become that woman now. See who and see yourself as the best version of you. Like, see what you like to do. See what you look like. What are your hobbies? What are you eating? What you doing? Like, see yourself at the as the best possible woman that you could be. And what are her hobbies? What does she like to do? And start doing those things now because you're already her. The only difference is she's actually doing those things. You know what I mean? So definitely do that for yourself. It's also important to embrace the concept of good enough parenting, just to call out some of you mothers out there. There's no such thing as a perfect parent, and striving for perfection will only lead to burnout and dissatisfaction. So focus more on being present, loving, supportive. Because these qualities will have a much more significant impact on your child's well-being than striving for perfection. And I know, like, growing up, typically, if you're a millennial, like, look, I know our childhood was rough, okay? Because I know mine was. And I know if mine was, yours was. I mean, I know everybody didn't have terrible things happen to them. And I get it. I totally get it. But the generations of our parents, you know, like the term gentle parenting, which I have a really awesome blog about. Check it out on my website at vashtimaya.com. But anyways, no, like, you know, the whole term gentle parenting and stuff like that, like, people don't, like, they laugh at that. You know, it's just like, oh, your child's gonna turn out being this, this, and this. But it's just like, all you need to do is be there. You know, like, let your children know that you care. Let them know that, you're gonna support them, that they feel love, that they know that you'll be there. That's what a lot of kids need these days, and that's what a lot of kids are not getting. So be gentle with yourself, and don't worry about if it's perfect. Don't worry about if one day you feed them cereal. Well, don't worry about if you forgot to feed them dinner or lunch one day. Don't worry about any of that. Like, it's just natural. There's no perfect style of parenting. There's not. There is no good enough, okay? Just be present, be loving, and be supportive. And you're doing 100 already, okay? So, lastly, don't forget to celebrate your achievements, both big and small, okay? Acknowledge the progress that you've made and remind yourself that you're doing a great job, a really great job. It's essential to cultivate a positive mindset and give yourself credit for all the hard work that you put into balancing work and motherhood. And I mean all of it, because it is a job. Like, even if you're not working and you are a stay-at-home mom, oh no, that is a job. Like, you're doing this all the time. All the time. Pat yourself on the back. Like, especially if you have one child, like, period, because, like, if just taking care of a child in general, hard work. Pat yourself on the back. Two kids, pat yourself on the back. Three kids, take a whole bow and pat yourself on the back. Four kids, five, anything more than that, like, you deserve so much. So much, okay? Like, so much. So please pat yourself on the back and know that you're doing a great job, okay? It's essential to really cultivate achievement or something in your knowing to know, like something that lets you know that you're doing amazing. And I know some of us can be very hard on ourselves, or we just don't see it, and just know like you're doing such a great job. Okay, so those are some tips and experiences I want to share with you today. I do hope that you find them helpful in your journey to balance, you know, work and motherhood, or just life and motherhood. I just throw out the work and just say life and motherhood, because that's pretty much what it is. And being a mom, you have to be on top of things. Like, things could just go south out of nowhere. Everything would be fine. All of a sudden, you have to prepare for the worst and pat yourself on the back, okay? Remember that we're all in this together, and it's essential to support one another through the challenges and the victories, all right? So as always, I'd love to hear your thoughts on this topic. So definitely, let us know, or let me know, okay? So anyways, let's get into the next one, which is really just about establishing like a sense of self-worth, okay? Or embracing, or self-worth, like just self and then worth, like what is it? Like, let's talk about it. Can I pull out the dictionary, because I really want to get a clear definition? Okay, selfworthdictionary.com. It says another term for self-esteem. Okay, thank you. Let's go to the Merriam-Webster. Merriam-Webster's self-worth. It's a noun. It's a noun, you guys. It says a sense of one's own value as a human being. A sense of one's own value as a human being. Self-esteem, right? A confidence and satisfaction in oneself. So let's talk about that for a second, because I feel like that sometimes, I feel like it's sometimes in life we can have those moments where we do a lot for people, or say certain things, or let people do certain things that don't really feel good to us, because we may not have established our self-worth. Or maybe we don't feel like it's of much value, is what I'll say. Because when you understand where you are, when you understand your worth, when you understand the value of what you bring, who you come with, what you, you know, exalt, you are not going to take anything less than that value. So, you know what I mean? It's almost like currency, like your energy is currency. So if you have high value currency, high value energy, you're not going to allow for anything less or lower than that high value energy. Does that make sense? Like, you're not going to allow that in, because you're up here. Like, let's say you're floating in light and brightness. Like, it's just white. You're just vibrancy and light, okay? And you're just chilling, having a good time, wearing a whole bunch of white. Like, let's say you're vibrant in the color white, okay? And then all of a sudden, everything's white, and then boom, there's like a little speck of black or darkness on the ground. Like, you're gonna see that in white light, you know? And then that darkness starts to spread. Like, you don't want to do that. It's like an infection. It's pretty much like a energetic infection, and you don't want to do that. So just make sure that you know your worth, because you got to know what type of transactions you're willing to put up with and not. Okay, so let me see, let's talk about self-worth when it comes to relationships. Okay, so when it comes to relationship, I feel like it's important for you to understand your self-value, to understand your worth, to understand, you know, where you fit on the spectrum, or where you feel, you know, fit on the Richter scale or whatever, because you may tolerate more things, like I said, when it's pretty low. So here's an example. Let's think back when you're like dating, right? Or like you meet somebody and they're really great and you guys start talking and then they kind of disrespect you, but because you don't want to be alone, or because you kind of just craving the companionship or whatever, you kind of just take it anyway, just ignore it, laugh it off, whatever. And then they do it again. And then they've done other things where you're just like, I don't really like the way this person is doing this. And you may say something or you may not say something. Sometimes you may say something. Other times you may not say anything. It depends on the type of person you are. There are some people who say things, some people who don't. And eventually you're sitting like and wondering, why am I jumping at the ideal of like dating this person or wanting to talk to this person when this person is not even reciprocating any type of anything that I'm throwing back at them? They want you to jump through hoops and circles, but they're not doing anything, and you know better, and you're doing it even while you know better, right? That's an example of having low self-worth. Okay, another example of having like low self-esteem or low self-worth is if you're talking to somebody and maybe they're always just disrespecting to you. It could be a friend, it could be a sibling, family member, whatever. But they're just always nasty and rude and disrespectful, and you just take it, and maybe you say something, maybe you don't, maybe you just tolerate it because you're a bit passive, or you're just like, I just want to keep the peace, I don't want no drama. But you're letting this person, you're allowing this person really disrespect you and really just like treat you like nothing, and like they're not respecting you at all, and you're choosing to continue to talk to them. Like, that's an example of having low self-worth, right? So I kind of just wanted to talk about or touch on rebuilding that, and you know, maybe feeling, just trying different exercises. I think like trying different exercises to build that up, because like I said, that's something that's on a consistent basis. Because if you have been dealing with it for years and years and years, it's gonna be almost like a little monster trying to, you know, fix it, because it's been doing this for years and now you're coming in its territory trying to tell it that it needs to leave, you know. So, you know, just try implementing maybe soft no things. Like, maybe instead of saying no, saying, you know, I don't really feel like it right now, can I do it in 10 minutes? Or, yeah, I don't have a problem doing that, but I can't do it until. You know what I mean? So finding just different ways that work, as long as you start somewhere. Maybe you don't say no to everything, but maybe you say no to one thing, you know? Start small and build yourself up. But I also think that taking a step back and really looking at yourself and asking yourself, it kind of comes back whole picture with the last topic we were talking about. Everything comes back full picture into you looking at yourself. It's almost like looking into the mirror. I feel like that's what this episode should have been called, looking into the mirror. Maybe I'll add it, I'm not sure. But it's kind of just like looking into the mirror of yourself and identifying the type of woman that you wish to become, identifying the type of mother you wish to be, identifying the type of sister, auntie, wife, teacher, student, whatever it is that you are passionate about, whatever it is that makes you feel like your ultimate best self, that is what, you know, you are to continue to strive being, you know. Like, if you know what that person looks like, then you can know the type of things that person did and does to get there, and you can start to become and do those things right now. But the first step is just, you know, having the willingness to care about yourself enough to even do anything. Because I think that's the thing these days. It's like, do you care enough to even start, or are you okay with where you are? Are you like, because if you're okay with where you are, that's totally fine, because it's your life. But I will tell you, this is not the right place for you, because we are always promoting growth. We're always promoting, how can we be better? How can we do better? Not only for other people, but for ourselves first. Okay. So yeah, with that being said, I do hope that, you know, you enjoyed those tips. And the conversation, like always, I would love to hear your thoughts on the topic. You can send me a message on my Instagram at vashti.maya. You can send me an email at neilselfcarepod@gmail.com, I believe it is. Or just hit up the podcast on Instagram, send a message. Feel free to connect with me on social media or leave a comment on my website. I will put all the information in the description box. Share your own tips and experiences and stories about, you know, maybe balancing work and and motherhood, let me know. Let's continue building this beautiful community together. But that's it for today's episode. I thank you so much for joining me on Neo Self Care. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you enjoyed our conversation, please leave a review and share with your friends. Until next time, take care of yourself and see you soon.